B. Arthur died of cancer Saturday at the age of 86. We're going to listen back to an interview with her. In the New York Times obituary, Bruce Weber described her as having used her husky voice, commanding stature, and flair for the comic jab to create two of the most endearing battle axes in TV history, Maud Finley in the groundbreaking sitcom Maud and Dorothy in The Golden Girls. She won Emmys for both portrayals. Bea Arthur got her first big break as Lucy Brown in the first American production of the Threepenny Opera. I spoke with her 2 years ago after the DVD release of Maud, so we started with a clip from it. Maud was often topical, dealing with race, the war in Vietnam, and most famously, abortion. This scene is from the double episode in which the 47-year-old Maud is shocked to learn that she's pregnant. She doesn't want to have the baby. It's too late in her life and too medically risky. But she assumes her husband Walter does want the baby because he's never fathered a child. She's considering having the baby for his sake. Walter tells Maud that he's going to have a vasectomy so they can avoid getting into this predicament again. It turns out he can't go through with a vasectomy, but he doesn't have the courage to tell her. In this scene, they're in bed playing cards. She's just told him she's worried that if something ever happened to her, he wouldn't be able to father a baby because of the vasectomy.
Now, wait a second, Maud. Were you having the baby because you thought I wanted it?
Well, you do, don't you?
Sweetheart, would it disappoint you too much to learn that becoming a father was never one of my life's ambitions? I don't know why. For years, I used to feel guilty about it. For years, people told me I was nuts or selfish. How can I not love kids? Well, I do love kids, but they don't have to be mine. That's probably the worst confession I'll ever make. Do you hate me?
Of course not, darling. I love you. I love you, and I love my life.
Jen.
I take it all back! What are you trying to do to me? I don't even have time to sort my cards, and you're ginning out on me.
Forget the cards, Maud. We have something much more important to talk about.
What, you finally decided you do want a pickle?
Maud, I want you to have whatever it is you want. Does that include the baby?
Well, it did when I thought you wanted it.
Maud, I think it would be wrong to have a child at our age.
Oh, so do I, Walter. Oh, Walter, so do I.
We'd make awful parents.
Oh, impatient, irascible.
Awful. It's just not our time
of
life.
For other people, it might be fine, but for us, I don't think it would be fair to anybody. Oh, Walter, hold me closer.
Are you frightened, Maud? About the operation, I mean.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, darling. Why should I be frightened? Were you frightened of the vasectomy? I said, were you frightened about the vasectomy?
It's an episode from Maud with my guest Bea Arthur and William Macy. And this was in 1972 when abortion...
35 years ago, yes.
Yeah, now abortion was legal in New York, but the Supreme Court had not yet ruled on Roe v. Wade. Maud was the first TV character to have an abortion. Bea Arthur, what was your reaction when you read the script?
Well, I tell you, when I first read the script, I wasn't that involved with the politics of the topic. I mean, I just read it and thought, my God, what a brilliant script. I just thought it was beautiful. I'm sitting here, and as I heard that scene again, I really got a little teary. It was beautiful. It was funny, but it was so beautiful.
So what kind of reactions did you get to this, both as a program and personally from people who you knew or met?
Well, I tell you, the mail was enormous, but I was never shown what we call hate mail. What I had seen was very intelligent, caring people who voiced their displeasure and explained why. And I think it was the first time I had ever even thought about it, because I came from a very small town on the eastern shore of Maryland, and when anybody got pregnant, the thing was to have an abortion. Of course, it was not legal, but that's what everybody did. I mean, I never had an abortion, but I suddenly thought of why it's very painful.
I want to play a scene from The Golden Girls, and in case anybody doesn't know what that series was, you were in your 50s for this series and lived in Miami in a house with your mother, who was in her mid-80s, and your two other single women friends. And in this scene, you've just ended your therapy with your ex, Stan, and you've agreed not to see each other for a couple of years. So you're back at home with your women friends telling them how happy you are to be done with Stan. Here's the scene.
I tell you, I am still stunned. I mean, I just can't get over that Stan is gone forever. I'm finally free.
Really?
Oh, and I feel great. As a matter of fact, a toast.
Okay.
To finality and closure. To husbands being out of our lives and gone forever.
Oh. Dorothy!
Wait, this is good. I mean, don't cry. Why are you crying?
Our husbands are dead, you monster.
I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean it that way. Oh, come on now. Let's celebrate.
Celebrate? You don't know what it's like to have a husband die and leave you with nothing. Just a closet full of suits that you spend the rest of your lonely life trying to get rid of. What are you anyway, a 42 regular?
Look, I'm sorry if I seemed insensitive, but in every relationship, there are always times when you don't want to be with each other. I mean, Stan and I went through a period where we had no marital relations at all. I totally cut off his sex.
You mean it grows back?
It's an episode of The Golden Girls with my guest, Bea Author, along with Rue McClanahan and Betty White. Were you able to get away with a lot of sex jokes on The Golden Girls because it was about older women?
I guess so. I guess so. It's the first time you saw women, I hate that expression, of a certain age, well-groomed and having active sex lives and great earrings, I remember. And the reason I stumble when I asked that question is because when I first read the first script, I thought it was one of the funniest, most adult, intelligent scripts I'd ever read. And I never even stopped to think, hey, these are older women. It just seemed very funny to me.
Let's go back to the very start of your career. You were in the famous 1954 production of The Three Penny Opera, which was the first English production of the Kurt Weill Bertolt Brecht musical, translated by Mark Blitzstein.
It was the first U.S. production.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to play like a fantastic duet from this 1954 cast recording with you and Joe Sullivan, who later became Joe Sullivan Lesser when she married the songwriter Frank Lesser. And this is just a fantastic recording, and you sound great in it. Let's hear it.
Come on out, you gutter lily, you. Show your legs, and let's all see how pretty. I'm always glad to admire beauty. They're the thickest ankles in the city. You thought you could make a big impression on my Mackie.
Didn't I?
Guess you never met his old friend Jackie.
Didn't I?
Well, you kind of make me laugh.
Who would kind of make you laugh?
Who would want a stupid calf?
Who would want one stupid calf?
How, now there's a leg for you, so Mackie needn't beg for you.
Well, you better ask him.
Yes, you better ask him.
You better ask him.
You better ask him. Ha, 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 ha.
Yes, they call me Beauty of the Day.
That's my guest Bea Arthur, along with Joe Sullivan, now Joe Sullivan Lesser, from the 1954 cast recording of the Three Penny Opera. Bea Arthur, what's your favorite memory of performing in that show in 1954?
It was very, to this day, it's the most exciting moment of my life. I walked into stage left, and I started singing, and my first lyrics were, I used to believe in the days I was pure, and the audience started laughing, and I thought, why the hell are you laughing at me? And then my next line was, and I was pure, like you used to be, and they laughed again, and I suddenly thought, hey, that's what comedy is. It's being true to what you are playing. And you must never show people that you're trying to be funny. You just, there's a reality and an honesty. And it made my life, because prior to that, I had never attempted comedy. I always pictured myself as, not as a tragedian, but certainly as a very tall, very young leading woman.
Well, Bea Arthur, thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry.
Bea Arthur recorded in 2007. She died of cancer Saturday at the age of 86.